We're on Daf Memches Amid Aleph, 48A3. We're in the middle of the page. Okay, the bottom line of, and this Gemara is not hard, it's going just into some very interesting things. There was an argument, Rav said a din, okay, going back a few pages. Rav said a din, a makadish b'molcha ain't a mekudeshes. If you do make kedusha with a loan, it's not mekudeshes. So the Gemara brought this braisa, okay. The Gemara brought a braisa that it says, his kachali b'shtarchev, this is going back a whole page ago. If somebody says to a woman, become a kodesh of smi with this document, or there was a loan in somebody else, so the mayor says, it's a good kedushin, the chacham said it's not a good kedushin. So the Gemara thought initially that the argument is, if it's with a loan. So Rav Meir says Mekudeshes, the Chacham says it's not Mekudeshes. And the Gemara kept answering a whole bunch of different things that's not what they're arguing about. They're arguing about different things. So we're starting where it says V'boy Seima the Kula Alme Islehu L'Reish Lakish. Okay. What's no 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 12, 14, 15 lines in the end of the page. Okay, the story with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, if you write a shtar erusin, that you wrote it not lishma. Okay, you didn't write it for this particular girl. In other words, in the Mishnah we learned on the first page that a man could be mekadesh a woman, kasef, shtar, or bia. Right? Now, shtar means he writes a document. Hareyat mekadeshes li b'shtar zu. He writes, you are mekadeshes to me with this document. Okay? So the Shlokish asked the Shaila, does this need to be Lishma? Does it have to be written explicitly for this particular woman that you want to do Kedushin with?
Like get.
Oh, so that was the question. Is it like get, and by get we need to have Lishma? Or do we liken Kedushin to Kedushin? And I would just say by money, the money didn't have to be minted for the woman. So the same thing, the document also doesn't have to be written for her. And then the Shlokish answered, no, we liken get to kedushin, okay, and therefore,
kedushin to get.
Right, havaya liyatziya, and he says therefore it has to be written lishma, okay. That's what Reish Lakish maintained. So the Gemara says one opinion holds it doesn't have to be. The Rav Meir holds it needs to. I mean, the Rav Meir says it needs to be, and the Chachamim hold it doesn't need to be. Therefore. It's like the mayor. The mayor says mekudeshes because it does not need to be written lishma, and the chacham holding does it's ain't a mekudesh because it does need to be written lishma. Okay, the boy same or another answer. Kula alma isul the Reish Lakish. Everybody agrees with the Reish Lakish that the shtar of kedushin needs to be written lishma. For her name. So what's the argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim?
What's the first word of the line?
V'boy Seima.
Second part of it.
Second part, right. V'boy Seima, Kula Alma Isul the Reish Lakish. Everybody holds it, Reish Lakish, that the document must be written Lishma. V'hoch B'mayaskinon, it's written over here, the argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is as follows. He wrote it Lishma, B'shalei Midaita. He wrote it for her, but he didn't tell her he was writing it. That means, the Gemara is saying now, everybody holds a Reish Lakish, that when you write a shtar kedushin for the woman, it needs to be written properly for her. Okay? But the argument is, does she have to know that you're writing it or not? Like by a get, the din is, she doesn't have to know. Biblically, you can take a get and throw it at her, and she gets it. She didn't even know what it is. She opens up. She sees a get. She's divorced.
As long as you had a lishma in your mind when you were writing.
Lishma when you wrote it. The question is, does it have to be midait or not? Okay. So he says like this. Ubeplukte, and they're arguing in the argument between Rava and Ravina and Rav Papa and Rav Sharavia. What's the argument? The itmar calls for lishma v'sholei midaita. What happens if somebody wrote the document of kedushin lishma? Properly for her, like Reish Lakish says. But it was Shalei Midaita without her knowledge. Is that good or not? So Rav and Ravina say it's a good Kedushin. The Papa Rav Shlavya Amina ain't a Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says this could be also the argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir says Mekudeshes because it's speaking, he wrote it Lishma, even though it was Shaloi Midaita, but it's still a good Kedushin. Okay? But Chachamim say it's not Mekudeshes, it's not a good valid Kedushin, because he didn't write it with her knowing about it. And therefore it's not a good Kedushin. So Gemara says, Naima, we could say Lachaira Kahani Tanoi. Now the Gemara is going back to the original Gemara of Rav. Okay? Rav said a rule, if you do Kedusha with a loan, it's no good. Right? So the last page and a half, the Gemara is talking about the argument between a man and the Chachamim, if that's the din of Rav or not. Now the Gemara says, no, we have a different argument in Rav's din. What's the argument? The Tanya, it says in the Braisa the following din. It's very interesting Gemara, by the way. Aseli Shin, it could be very practical, even in contemporary halach and business. A guy says like this, a woman gives a man a piece of gold, or silver, it doesn't matter, he gives him a piece of gold. A woman gives a man, a worker, a piece of gold. And she says, Aseli Shidim Nizamir V'Tabois, make for me anklets, earrings, or a ring out of this. V'akadesh Ani Loch, and in return for your work, I will become a Kodeshes to you. That means the woman gives the man a piece of gold, silver, whatever, and she says, do me a favor, make me a ring out of this. Make me a menorah out of it, whatever. And she says to him, by you doing this, I will become a Kodeshes to you. So, Kiv and Sha'asan, once it's done, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. It's a funny expression. Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, as soon as he finishes it, she's Mekudeshes. Chachamim say, Eina Mekudeshes, at she yagia mamen liyoda. It's also a very funny expression. Just listen carefully what the Chachamim say. She is not Mekudeshes until she gets the money. That's a funny thing over here. She's giving him gold. And she said, make me a jewelry. Yeah? So the Chachamim says, both ways are strange. The Meir says, as soon as he finishes making it, Kedushin is good. That means, simply means, even if he didn't give it back to her yet. Which doesn't make sense. And then the Chachamim say, no. She's not Mekudeshes until she gets the money.
What money?
Oh, so the Meir says, Hi, Mom and Hechidami. What money are you talking about? If you're telling me it means the money, mean the gold, the equivalent of money that she gave him, that doesn't make sense. That means Rav Meir says it's Mekudeshes even if he doesn't give it to her. Right? What did the Chacham say? She's not Mekudeshes until she gives back the gold. That means Rav Meir holds, even if he doesn't give her back the gold, she's Mekudeshes. So Gemara says, but my Mekacha. So, with what is the Kedushin? What did he give her? He didn't give her anything. Elalav, so we must say, it's speaking that he gave her other money. That means, the way the Chachamim, the way the Gemara is learning, the argument is like this. The case is, the woman gives him a piece of gold, says to him, make me jewelry. So Rav Meir says, the way the Gemara is interpreting Rav Meir, that when he finishes the jewelry and he gives it to the woman, she's Mekudeshes. Chachamim hold, no. She's not Mekudeshes until he gives her other money also. That means it's not enough just giving her the gold back, the jewelry. The jewelry is not enough. He has to actually give her other money. And Ushma Mina, from here you see, the Gemara is not done yet. Mekadesh b'milva kamifligi. They're arguing if Kedushin could be on a loan. Why? V'savir, I'm going to say this since then, then we're going to explain this. Kula alma, everybody holds, yashin l'schiris mitchila v'atzof. This is a very interesting argument in various Gemaras. Let's forget now for what we learned and just to concentrate on this thing. You do work for me. Okay, you do a job. $100 job. I give you a job to do. It's cost $100. You do the job. I owe you $100. When does my obligation to pay you begin?
What job is that?
That's one way of looking at it. One way of looking at it is when the job is done, then I have to pay you. Mm-hmm. And another opinion of the Gemara says, Yeshno l'schirus mitchila v'atzof. Wages are from beginning to end. One second. Hello? Another opinion says that when I do a job, or you do a job, whatever, you do a job for somebody, they have to start paying you as soon as you did a little work. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's a 10-hour job for $100. Yeah, $10 an hour. So one opinion says, the obligation is, at the end of the job, I have to give you $100. The other opinion says, no, every hour I owe you $10. But I'm not obligated to pay you until... What's going on here? Hello? So another opinion says, no, every hour... you owe him $10. When does the time of the collection come? At the end of the job. At the end of the 10 hours.
Like you said,
so essentially, that means it's a loan. I owe you the money in stages. Right? Now, what's the case over here? The Gemara says, a woman, let us apply it to our case. A woman gives a man gold, a block of gold, and she says to make me jewelry. And he makes the jewelry for her. Okay? Now, Rav Meir says, he gives her the jewelry. Rav Meir says it's mekudeshes. Even though, according to the Gemara now, everybody says the payment is drawn out from the beginning of the job all the way to the end of the job. Okay? That means, basically, she owes him the money as a loan. She owes him the money.
For the labor.
But because the obligation of her paying him is all the way at the beginning, the second he starts working. From beginning to end.
Okay.
Everybody holds now, it goes from beginning to end. That means, as soon as he starts working, she owes him money. But it's a loan, because it's not collectible yet. Until the duration of the loan. The duration of the loan is when the job is finished. Right? So now, everybody holds, this is the way the Gemara says, everybody holds this schiras from beginning to end. That means, basically, when he gives it back to her, he's giving her up that she doesn't have to pay him for his work. Correct? But that work salary was a loan because it went from beginning to end. Rav Meir says mekudeshes. Why? Because Rav Meir holds if you do kedusha with a loan, it's a good kedusha. Chachamim hold it's not a good kedusha until he gives her other money. Why isn't this money good?
No, nothing tangible.
Because it was a loan. It's a loan. There's no loan. Like we said, the loan is gone. So the mayor, this is what the Gemara is learning. So this din of Rav, the way the Gemara is learning now, of a Mekadesh B'milva, if it's a good Kedushin or not, seemingly would be the argument between Rav Meir and the Chachamim with the case of the jewelry. Right? She gives him jewelry, she gives him gold, she says to make jewelry, he makes the jewelry, and he gives it back to her. That's the case. Rav Meir says it's a good Kedushin, Chachamim says it's not a good Kedushin. Why does Rav Meir say it's a good Kedushin? Because it's a loan, because the schiras goes from beginning to end. Right? So right now he's not giving her anything. He's giving the owner what she owes him from before that he's giving, forgiving the loan. So the mayor says it's still good, because Mekadesh B'milva is Mekadeshes. The Chachamim say, no, such a Kedushin is no good, because it's a loan. You can't do Kedushin with a loan. When would this Kedushin be good? If he gives her other money.
But mayor holds that loan is okay.
That's what the Gemara wants to learn.
Does she say Hadeya Tomekudishli?
No, she can't say that. That's totally invalid.
She did.
No, she didn't.
She doesn't have to say Hadeya Tomekudishli.
If she says...
That's, in essence, she's doing that.
No.
He's not saying anything.
We're going to see in the next Mishnah, the next...
Through this I'm becoming Kedushas to you?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
She's making this statement. What is this?
She's speaking in front of two witnesses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She could say, but not that I'm a Kadesh you, I become a Kadesh to you. If a lady says, dance for me, let's say a dancer, right? People charge money, people pay money to see a dancer. Yeah? Right? So a lady says to, it's later in the Gemara, a lady says to a man, dance for me and become a Kodesh to me with this dancing. I mean, sorry. I will become a Kodesh to you. That's good. If the dancing is worth a pruta.
Doesn't the man have to make this statement?
No, she can. She's saying, I become a Kodesh to you. That's good. What?
Even according to the opinion that the payment becomes due at the end,
yeah,
he's forgiving the loan.
But no, one sec. We'll see in the Gemara. One sec. So the chayyeh, that would be the machlekes between a man and a chacham. It would be the machlekes if Rav's din is correct or incorrect. So Gemara says, like, no. Rav says everybody agrees with me. Not true. Everybody says mekadesh b'milva is now good. So what's the argument by the jewelry between a man and a chachamim? He says the kulal b'milva mekadesh b'milva ena mekadesh. Everybody says it's no good. Here the argument is this itself. Is chidus from beginning to end, or only at the end? Meaning, my sovereign Amir holds, ain't a l'schidus ela b'sof. It's at the end of, that's when she owes him the money. But not as a debt. Okay? That means, when he gives the finished jewelry, it's not from the debt, it's rather, it's with the benefit that he gives her that she can keep the service that he did for her by making the jewelry. In other words, like this. If you hold, schidus goes from beginning to end, so it's accumulative. It's accumulative, it becomes a loan. But if you hold, the payment comes at the end, right? So what? When he gives her back the jewelry, what he's giving her now is the work that he put into it, making it into jewelry. And that he's giving now.
He's forgiving what she owes.
No, it's not. He's giving her the value of the work, because he's not saying anything about a loan. There's no loan here. If you hold, the schiris is at the end, that means right now she has to pay him. Not as a loan that's accumulative along the way. Now, he says to her, listen, I put work into this. I took gold and made it into jewelry. That's what he's giving her now. He's giving her a product that was worth more than what she gave him.
So it's not a loan.
It's not a loan. If your whole tzchidus goes from the beginning to the end, means slowly, so then it becomes a loan. Because the first hour she owes him the money. And there's no obligation to pay it now. Because it's the loan is due at the end when he finishes the job. So then it becomes a loan. If you hold, schidus is only at the end, then now it's finished, right? But now he's giving her jewelry that's worth more than the gold she gave him. So he's giving her something now that's tangible, and therefore the Amir says,
Mukodeshes. Yeah, he can't.
The Chachamim hold, one second, the Chachamim hold, the problem is, it's, Einas chiris alalipsof. I mean, that's what the mayor holds. Chachamim hold, no, it's accumulative from beginning to end.
He's not a laborer.
Huh?
It's only in the case of a laborer.
It is a laborer here.
He's not a laborer. You're not paying him by the hour to do the work, so you're giving him the gold.
That's the... If it's a laborer that you're paying him per hour, then everybody says it's a loan.
Right. Or if it's a project.
But if it's a project, that is when the argument is. One opinion says, even by a project, is beginning to end, the obligation to pay. And another opinion says, no, it's only at the end.
It has to be at the end. It makes more sense if to say it's a project, because it could take 10 hours, or it could take, if he wants, it could take 10 months to be done.
What if he doesn't finish?
There's no, I mean,
yeah, I was just exactly going to say this.
Yeah,
what happens if the guy did a half a job?
Yeah,
do you have to pay him for the half a job?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, you give it to
Try that with the contractor in your house.
to a finished product.
If you hire a contractor in your house to build a room, yeah? You hire a contractor to build a room.
Yeah.
Okay? And he did half the room. You have to pay him? Half?
Depends on your contract. Your contract says you got to give me a...
So, is what I'm saying. So, obviously, then you're not paying him for the job.
It really depends. If you...
Right. But
if half the job is... If you have to bring someone else...
So, that's the whole sixth parakum of a kama. Haseichas ha'umnin... Six parak above Mitzia. You hire a worker, they quit in the middle of the day, and you have to go get workers. How it works?
I had an actual case like that. $10 million house. The contract he didn't finish. He was fired, and he's suing for his money.
So how much? $10 million?
The house is worth $10 million.
Oh.
So even though he didn't finish, he's entitled to his money.
Well, that's not necessarily. You know, I'm just saying that. I don't know if that would matter halachically if you hold schiris from beginning to end or not. I mean, because the bottom line is when he quit, that's the end of the job. Instead, that's his end. But I'm saying there could be a lot of differences. You can't say you're only being paid for the job. It's not true.
In the case of jewelry, it may be different than a house. Because once you give him the gold, first, the different stages. First, he melts it. Okay. He melts it, he worked 1 hour to melt it. And then he's entitled to money. He didn't finish.
If you hold Yashla Schiris Mitchilavatsof, yeah, she already has to start paying him. Because this job takes 10 hours. Every hour you need to pay, every minute, technically, you need to pay him.
But it's not the same because she didn't hire as a worker. She said, you do this, I'm going to do this to you. If you don't finish it, I'm not going to finish it to you.
It's
nothing about the money at all here. So it's not comparison to the,
if you give me a final product. If you finish it, I'm not.
If you're not, I'm not. So it's not
that working. Okay, but over here, she agrees, because if she doesn't agree, then it's not. If she's speaking, the woman agrees. The question is it a good kedushin or not?
Yeah, but nothing to do with the labor.
It is, because if it's Mekadosh B'milva, even if she agrees, it's not kedushin.
We want to establish if this is a loan or not.
Right. And the difference, if it's from beginning to end or at the end, means in simple English, is it a loan or not a loan? So Meir says it's mukudeshes because the schiris is only at the end. Therefore, it's not a loan. The Chacham say it's not mukudeshes because it is a loan. It's from beginning to end. But everybody, Rav answers, everybody would agree with me that mekadesh b'milvah is a mukudeshes. Okay, the boy same another answer like this. This is also another interesting halachic issue. Everybody holds their schiris from beginning to end. It means it's a loan. And everybody says, Mekadosh B'milva ena Mekadoshes. Okay? All the negatives. Mekadosh B'milva is not a good Kedushin, and if you do, and schiris is only from beginning to end. Okay? So therefore, it's really a loan. So why does Rameir say Mekadoshes? What's the argument between Rameir and the Chachamim? So the Gemara says, Bo'umen kene b'shvach keli kamefligi. If a craftsman acquires the value added to the utensil by the improvement, meaning like this. And this is another famous argument in the Gemara. The woman gave the jewelry to the guy to make, right? The shaila is like this. When the guy does his job, one opinion says he's not any different than a regular hourly worker. Okay, when you do a job, you get paid per hour. This is the same thing. You get paid for the job. Another opinion says no. When you work with an object to make it good, make it better, you are actually becoming a partner in the object. What is your partnership? How much you improved it? That's your share of the profit.
That's a secular, like a mechanic's loan on a car. When he works on your car,
no,
if you don't pay him, the mechanic has
a lien on the car.
Mechanic's lien.
Lien.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, that could also be on a worker also.
Lien on the jewelry because...
Huh? No, but the Gemara says...
an investment in the object.
In other words, like this. He says at the bottom... When a craftsman is hired to complete a specific job, there are two ways of viewing it, okay? The first is to assume he's paid for his work, just like a day laborer is paid a wage for his time, yeah? Second is to assume that he becomes a partial owner of the item, and that's what the Gemara's expression, Uman kaina bishvach keli. Does the uman, the worker, the craftsman, acquire the keli? He actually acquires the value he adds to the item by working on it. According to the second view, his pay does not take the form of a wage that is owed to him. Rather, it takes the form of proceeds from a sale. That means he's selling back his part of the partnership. Okay? So Gemara said, this is the argument. It's our man, the Chachamim. Everybody holds, really, payment is from beginning to end. Normally. Everybody says, a Mekadesh b'milva ain't a Mekadeshes. Okay? So why does Rameir say Mekadeshes with the jewelry case? Because Rameir holds the man, the husband, the chosen, he acquired the keli. He's a partner in the keli. Now, he's selling, he's giving to her for free, but he's selling, for kedushin, his part of the keli.
Because she gave it to him?
In other words, if I'm a part owner in this Gemara, okay, let's say Gemara is worth $10, yeah? And me and you own this Gemara. I can come over to a woman with this Gemara and say, Hariyah Mekudesh Asi, with my partnership of the Gemara. If it's worth a pruta, half the Gemara is worth a pruta, the Kedushin is valid because I'm giving her something worth a pruta.
Right. But it wouldn't work with a loan.
It won't work with the loan. That means the word says, I'm a Kaddish b'milva, everybody says it ain't a Mekudeshes. Like Rav says. In fact, everybody would hold this chidus from beginning to end, which actually makes it a loan. Why does Rameir hold by the jewelry it's Mekudeshes? Because Rameir holds the jeweler, the man, when he worked with the gold, he acquired part of the gold. And therefore he's giving it to her now as a Kedushin. So it's valid. Or Ibai same, another answer.
Like this,
huh?
Any worker that works for
someone becomes partner? No. If he deals with a specific object.
That's with an omen expert.
No, but I mean, if I give you wood to make a table, but not if you work fixing something in my house. I'm saying if I give you a material and you better the material, that's when the machlekes is. If you work on my farm, you know, for $10 an hour, whatever, you're not kind of the land. Here we're talking about a craftsman that takes raw material and makes it into something better.
But the Gemara says, Chacham say this, automatically the Gemara doesn't have to say that halacha is like Chacham, it's not like Rabbi, because that's a fact.
Yeah, but the Gemara is trying to learn Rav according to all opinions. That's what Rav is trying to do. No. The halacha is not like Rabbi Meir anyway, but the Gemara is trying to figure out that even Rabbi Meir could hold the Rav. Okay, Yiboy Sam, another answer is like this. Kul alma ein umid kainu bishvaka. Maybe it could be everybody says he doesn't acquire the keli. Okay? He's not a partner in the keli. And everybody says the yeshna schiris mit chilavatso. And everybody says it is a loan. And everybody says mekadish b'milva enu mekudashas. Okay? In other words, like this. Everybody says Kedusha with a loan is no good. Everybody says it's a loan from beginning to end. Everybody says the woman doesn't acquire the keli. So now, why does Rav Meir say Mekudeshes? Right? Everything's going against it. It's speaking against Shahesiv Lanefich Mishalei. When the craftsman added a stone to the gold. Huh? That means, from his own. On his own. That means she gives him a piece of gold to make a ring. The guy took a ring, the gold, made a ring, but he put a stone, obviously worth a pruta. The mayor says it's Mekudeshes. Because now he's giving her something she didn't give him. So this is an addition. You're right, the gold giving back is a loan. The gold that he gave back, that's a loan. And that wouldn't be Kedushin. Why over here does Rameir say Mekudeshes? Because he added a stone to it. Right? So why did the Chacham say Einu Mekudeshes? No. Why did the Chacham hold Einu Mekudeshes? Because the Chachamim say, when there's a loan and money, her mind is on the loan, not on the money. There's the argument to Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says, when you Mekadesh with a milva and a pruta, her mind's on the pruta. So therefore, her mind's on the stone. So the mayor says Mekudeshes. Chachamim hold her mind's on the loan. She doesn't care about the stone. She doesn't think about the stone. It's not in the equation.
Doesn't matter. He's giving her.
It doesn't matter, but that's not what she's thinking about. That's not what she's accepting. What is she accepting for Kedushin?
But he's giving her
book. But that's what. Let's see it inside. And the Nevim Mishalei, he adds his own thing. So therefore, Mar Savar Ameir holds it's a good Kedushin. Why? Milva Upruta, Daita Pruta. When there's a loan and a Pruta, her mind is on the money, that the stone that he added. So therefore, he's giving her something. Umar Savar Chachamim hold, Daita Milva. Her mind is only on the loan, not on the Pruta. So as far as she's concerned, she never agreed to get the Pruta or did not want that as part of the Kedushin. And therefore, it's Einim Kodeshes.
And also, did she want that stone placed there?
Oh, one second. So, let's see this inside. So, the Gemara says, what is this concept? There's a concept we find of different Tanoim. You know, whether your mind's on the loan and the Pruta, or just on the loan, is an argument between Rav Nosson. It says like this. The Tanya, a man says to a woman, B'schasha sisi imach, become a Kodeshes to me, with the work that I already did you, that I've already done for you. Okay? Einu mekudeshes. Because it's mekadesh milva, right? She owes him the money, so it's a loan. What happens if he says, bischa she'ese imach, but how about if he says, the money I will work for you for? In other words, if it's past tense, that the guy says, become mekudeshes to me, with the money I already worked for you for, that's a loan. It's no good. But if the guy says to the woman, become a Kodeshes to me with the work I will do for you, so that's not a loan anymore. Right? So that's Mekodeshes.
That's also not tangible.
It is. Because when he does the work, she becomes Kedushin.
So she doesn't have to pay him for the work.
Right.
All she's
got to
do is get paid.
No, one second. Rab Nosson says, if he says the work I will do with you is not good, and definitely the work that I did for you in the past is no good.
Why
let's explain this. The Chachamim hold the past work he did is a loan, so it's no good. The work I will do, but when he does it, we're speaking that he did it. If he didn't do it, he didn't give her anything. If a man says to the woman, Hareyat Mekadesh Asi, with the dance that I'm going to dance for you. Okay, and we said it's people would pay a penny to watch the show. Yeah? So the din is, when he does the dance, he's Mekadeshes. Until he does the dance, it's not Mekadeshes. Rav Nosson says, even when he says, for the work I will do with you, it's no good. And definitely the work that he did in the past. So Gemara says, why not?
So the expression that says, I married him for a song and a dance? I married him for a song and a dance.
No. The Gemara is going to explain, why does Rav Nosson hope for the future is no good? Why shouldn't it be good? Because Rav Nosson knows there's chiras from beginning to end. There's wages from beginning to end, like we just learned. So when he does the work for her, he never at one time gave her a pruta.
Oh, because it runs from one time to the other.
From the beginning to end, he has to pay her. He does a quarter of a pruta work. He owes her a quarter of a pruta, another quarter of a pruta, another quarter of a pruta, another quarter of a pruta. Rav Nosson had never came into a complete pruta, only as a loan. And the loan is no good. What?
Wasn't this the arrangement that Yaakov Avinu had with his wives? It was future work when he married Rachel and Leah.
No, that was not the Kedushin money. There wasn't, it goes for loving to agree. It wasn't the money for Kedushin.
Oh, no money.
Yeah, I'm sure he had a pruta. Yeah.
So the work that he did was
not first of all, before Matan Torah.
But it was future work. he got married and then he worked for them.
But it wasn't a kedushin.
Rachel, he worked 7 years first.
That was not for kedushin. That was for love and to give permission.
Eligible.
Yeah. Huh?
So he had no money.
He worked for many years before he married Rachel. You can't
Okay.
Can marry someone on a credit card?
Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Eimer. Be'emes amru. Be'emes is an expression in the Gemara that the halach is really that bein b'tzchasha sisi, whether I did the work in the past, bein b'tzchasha esi imech, whether the work I will do with you, ein amukadeshes is not a good kedushin, unless im haysev neifach mishalei, unless if he added his own gem, then it's mukadeshes because he gave your.
What if she never wanted a gem on it?
But if she accepts it,
she
that means she wanted it.
She doesn't get her ring back.
If she accepted it, then it's good. Speaking of she accepted it.
Well, if she tells you, well,
you know why, according to Halacha today, Kedushin, I'm not talking about the engagement ring, the Kedushin ring has to be simple gold. Okay? Halachically, it can have designs on it.
Cannot?
Can, halachically. But it cannot have any stones on it.
Why?
You can't do Kedushin with a diamond ring. Okay, why? Because the woman might think that the diamond is worth more than it actually is. So the woman will think she's getting $10,000 and it's only $9,500. So therefore, she's expecting 10 and she's getting 9. So it's not a valid kedushin. That's why when it's plain, she sees exactly what she's getting. There's no question what she's getting. There's no miscalculation of what it is. It is what it is. What you see is what you get.
She doesn't know how much this ring goes for.
Doesn't matter, but she sees this, but she knows it's a pruta. She knows it's at least a pruta.
Just simple.
It's a simple gold.
But by a diamond ring also, she knows it's
a... No, diamond rings,
it could
have...
Zirconial.
It could fake. It could be this type of...
As long as she knows it's at least a pruta, she'll...
Costume jewelry.
No, but we'll learn later. If she gives him the next mission, in fact, yeah, she gives him wine and he thinks it's honey or honey and wine, whatever. Well, so it's not necessarily good kedushin.
I'm just thinking this. I'm sorry, I don't want to take time. If she thinks that a gold ring is $800,
no,
but in reality
it's $40.
It's $60. I paid $60.
Today is probably $60,000 of simple gold ring. The way gold is, maybe $60,000.
No, I don't know. So it's in reality, it's $250.
No,
but she doesn't know gold.
That doesn't matter because there's no way of tricking. A person can look at gold. You know the price of gold. Here, stones can the shift of the values. She's ignorant. That's her problem. Here, it's not a question of ignorance. It's a question of the value of the stone. Okay, so the Gemara asks like this: Bein b'tanik kamelar abnos ika b'nayu schiras. So the Gemara says like this. The difference between Rab Nosson and the Tanakhama, that Rab Nosson says whether it's past or future, it's no good, because Rab Nosson holds there's chidas from beginning to end. Okay? And therefore it's all alone. The difference between Rab Nosson and Rab Yehuda, where Rab Nosson says the future is no good, and Rab Yehuda says the past and future are no good, both are no good, because it's a question, milva or pruta. Over there, he added a pruta, the stone on his own. Mar Savar, Rab Nosson holds, milva or pruta, when he gives her a loan and the pruta, daita milva, she thinks about the loan, not about the gem that he added. Mar Savar, and Rab Meir Yehuda Nosi holds, daita pruta, she thinks about the pruta, and therefore the kedushin is valid. So let's just explain this argument. Anyway, bottom line of this bunch of pages of Gemara is, Rav said a statement, HaMekadosh B'milva Enu Mekodeshes. The Gemara tried through pages showing that it's an argument of Tanoim, and in all cases the Gemara refuted the question, and the Gemara's conclusion is Mekadosh B'milva is not a good Kedushin. Okay, and all the arguments that the other Chachamim had, whether it was Rav Meir and the Chachamim a few times or Rav Nosson, is completely different arguments. It's nothing to do with the actual din of a Mekadosh B'milva, if it's Mekadosh or not.
There's no argument on that.
Well,
no one argues.
L'per l'halocha, the Gemara says Rav is right, that Mekadosh B'milva and Mekadosh.
Why is that?
because he's not giving her anything. That's what Rav holds. Okay, let's see the next mission. Next mission is a very strange mission, but interesting. A man says to a woman, become a kodeshes to me with this cup of wine. She takes it. She found out it was honey. The honey, we'll soon see, was worth more than wine. Okay? But he says, become a kodeshes to me with this cup of wine, and she found out it was honey. Or, Shaldavash, he says to her, become a kodeshes to me with this cup of honey. And it came out to be wine. Or, a guy says to a woman, become a kodeshes to me with this dinar of silver. V'nimtza shel zav, and he found out, after he gives it to her, that it was gold, not silver. Now, obviously, gold is worth much more than silver, right? But we're not done yet. Or, amenashani oshir, a man says to a woman, become a kodeshes to me, obviously, he gives her something. Gives her a ring or whatever, and he says, become a kodeshes to me on the condition that I'm rich. V'nim tza'ani, and he found out after the kedushin that the guy's broke. Or, listen to this, ani, he says, become a kodeshes to me on the condition I'm poor. V'nim tza'ashid, and he found out he was rich. So these are all cases of the Mishnah, okay, going both ways. Honey is more expensive than wine. Right? Yet the case is, either way, if he gives a wine, he says it's wine and it's honey. He says it's honey and it's wine. It's silver, gold, whatever it is. In all these cases, the Mishnah says, Einam Kedushas. It is not a valid Kedushin. Why? Because the woman didn't get what she was told.
For better or worse.
Right. The Gemara says, for better or for worse. Why? So the Mefarshim exposed, you can see this much more in the Gemara. There's advantage of being poor over rich. There's an advantage of silver over gold. There's an advantage over wine. Right now, if I want wine for Kiddush, granted, honey is more expensive. What am I going to do with a cup of honey? Right now, for me, wine is better than honey. Even though value-wise, honey is more expensive than wine. Right now, I might need silver. You're going to give me gold? It's not what I wanted. Okay? So the Gemara says, in all these cases, it's not a good Kiddush. Rav Shimon Eimer, Mekudesh. Im Hita L'Shvach, if it was for better, okay, meaning silver versus gold, okay, then she's mekudeshes. And the Gemara, as Rashi says, the Gemara is going to say later whether it's so simple what Rabbi Shimon says.
He's not doing this purposely, he's not misleading her, telling her this is a cup of wine.
It doesn't matter. Bottom line is, he said one thing and she got something else. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the woman doesn't want it. The woman wants what she gets. Rav Shimon says, meanwhile in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon says, if she's getting better what he said, then it's good.
Maybe he won't be happy. He didn't mean to.
Well, he's giving whatever he's giving. He's giving.
What is that? So his intentions are irrelevant? Maybe he really thought this was wine.
But she didn't get what he said.
Has to be what
it's like Kuntarab Shimon, who says if it's
Kuntarab Shimon only if it's better value. Well, we'll see in the Gemara later, but meanwhile, Rav Shimon says if it's better value, the Kedushin is valid.
Maybe Rav Shimon is not maybe he's not disagreeing with the first opinion.
He is disagreeing.
But if it depends on if you like the lower quality, then for you.
That's not what Rav Shimon is saying. Rav Shimon says as long as it's better, gold is better than silver. The more valuable than silver, if he says to her, I'm giving you silver, I am mekadesh with silver, and it's gold, Rav Shimon says it's mekadesh.
Even if that's not what
there's
want.
A very interesting thing about this din, that Rav has a sikh,
but accept the gold, then it's not mekadesh, right? If she doesn't want
it. She doesn't take it, but saying she took it, and then she found out it's not what she thought it was. There's a machlekes in the Gemara in Brachas, a famous machlekes. Who's greater, a tzaddik or a bal tshuva? Okay, one opinion, the Gemara says a tzaddik is greater. Another opinion says bal tshuva is greater. According to and the Rambam rules, bal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. By the way, that's the whole source of this Okay? But there's two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion is in Brachas, that a tzaddik is greater than a bal tshuva. One opinion says a bal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. The Rambam rules that a bal tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. So the Poskim ask on the Rambam, l'cheira the Rambam, according to the rules of Gemara, the halacha should be like the other opinion that says the tzaddik is greater than a bal tshuva. That's according to the general guidelines of Psak Halacha and the Gemara, the halacha should have been like the other opinion. So the Raga Chover wants to prove the Rambam's din from a din similar to coming up to this din. The Gemara says, Areya Mekadeshusli, if you Mekadeshus, Timan the Kedishin, I'm a tzaddik gomor. So the Gemara says, even if he's a Rasha Gomor, it's Safik Mekadeshus. It's a doubtful Kedush. Right? Because maybe he did tshuva. Right? So the Raga Chover says, you see that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik. Because if he said to Rav Menasseh, I'm a tzaddik. Right? But if a tzaddik is greater than a Baal Tshuva, and he did tshuva, it's still not a good Kedushin.
Right.
Because it's not the value of what he said to her, become a Kedushin, demand the condition, I'm a tzaddik. So what do you say, Tzafik Mekadeshus? Because maybe he did tshuva and became a Baal Tshuva. But if a tzaddik is greater than a Baal Tshuva, it's still not a good Kedushin.
Oh,
because a Baal Tshuva is not as great as a tzaddik. So therefore we must say that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik.
That's
why the Rambam rules like this. So the Rebbe asks in the Raga Chover, but it's also wrong. Because if a Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik, it also is not a good Kedushin. The Gemara says even if you made a mistake for better, even if you made a mistake for better, it's also not a good Kedushin. So what's the Raga Chover's proof? So the Rebbe explains, there's different levels of tshuva. There's one level of tshuva that not kazachias, that the intentional sin become accidental. That level of tshuva makes you like a tzaddik. When the avedis become a mitzvah, that level makes you greater than the tzaddik.
What do you mean when
there's a level of tshuva that all the sins you did become mitzvahs.
Oh,
so then you become better than a tzaddik. But what the Gemara is saying, the guy that does kedushin to the woman, a menasha, and he's tzaddik gomor, and he's a rasha gomor, and we're afraid maybe he did instantaneous tshuva, that's not going to make him a baal tshuva that the avedis become mitzvahs. So then the Gemara says mekadesh it, because then they're equal. In other words, there's a level of baal tshuva which is equal to a tzaddik, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Then there's a level of a baal tshuva which is greater than a tzaddik, and then taka wouldn't be a good kedusha.
Tzaddik gomor is unfortunately.
So this way she's getting what he promised.
It's definitely, you know.
That's a tzaddik gomor of Tanya, not tzaddik gomor of the Gemara.
If you do it out of Ava, then
Why does everyone have to complicate things? Just give her money and be done with it.
then it does make, if he actually does it like a tzaddik gomor, if he does tshuva like a tzaddik gomor, which would be out of Ava, then that type of
But then he's not a tzaddik gomor, then he becomes about tshuva, which is greater than a tzaddik.
Right. Then that type of tshuva is the type of tshuva.
Hit the lishvach would not make a good kedusha.
Right. So even when the Gemara says,
correct. Right. It's a figurative speech that he's a tzaddik gomor.
What if a guy says, I'll dance a certain dance for her, but he mistakenly dances a different dance?
So then she's not mekodeshes.
So.
No, that's talocha. I mean, the cases coming up in the Gemara in this paragraph, the next paragraph, are crazier than this, than the one you said.
Pruta, this other dance,
because that's not what she accepted.
She didn't expect.
Right.
The horror versus.
But if it's a better.
But this Mishnah is saying a very interesting din. Whether the mistake is for better or for worse, sometimes the worse is better. Maybe she doesn't want to be rich. Maybe she wants to be poor.
No,
maybe she is rich and she doesn't want
to. Yeah, either way, it's not a good kedusha. Right. Whatever. That's not the point.
Right.
Sometimes, like Marshall, the Mefarshim bring down. The test of poverty is not as bad as the test of wealth. That's what the Gemara says.
Wait a minute.
Test of wealth, I know. Everybody says, give me that test.
No.
The bottom line, the Gemara says, the test of wealth is greater than the test of poverty. Okay, so maybe she doesn't want to be with a rich guy. Maybe she wants somebody that's poor. Maybe she doesn't want wine. She wants honey. She wants gold. She wants silver.
But then she wouldn't have accepted on the condition he was rich. And he turns out to be really poor. Then it's like she wouldn't have said yes if he says on the condition of rich. You can't say she...
But maybe, yeah, because then maybe she wanted rich, and he's not rich. I'm saying even the other way. When he's on condition, I'm poor, and he becomes rich, and he's rich, it's also not a good condition.
Oh, I see.
Who's the halacha like? The Tanakama?
The Tanakama.
How is being rich a tougher test than
Tanakama?
The halacha is like the Tanakama. Anyway, that the Kedush... Huh?
How do we know what?
That's what said Ram Shukhanor. Shukhanor
passes. No, I know. The Mishnah doesn't say who...
The Chachamim, no. It's Das Rabim.
Doesn't say Chachamim, just...
I know, if it's the same thing. Sometimes it says the Chachamim, or sometimes...
It doesn't say anything.
Then the Stam Mishnah, Aloch is like the Stam Mishnah. But it's Chonor, that's the Din, Nevinezer, the Din is. When you look at Dushan.
No?
It could be. The Stam Meir is usually if there's nobody... But it could be Rameir. It doesn't matter, but that's the...
That's the Halacha.
The Halacha is because all the Chachamim agreed with him.
Where? You don't see this.
I'm saying that's the rule. Why does Reb Meir, why did Rabbi Nanasi write it nameless? So the Gemara says, because Reb Meir said it, but everybody agreed with him, so it became a unanimous opinion. Reb Shimon is the only one that argues. So therefore, the Halacha is not like Reb Shimon, the Halacha is like the Chachamim.
And usually the Chachamim don't agree with Reb Meir because they couldn't understand.
Yeah, but that's a whole bunch of different things. Okay.